Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Gresham Keith Primetime Parlay.
This is free money.
Watch the games on TV tonight and make free cash.
Give us your money.
Courtesy of Slim Whitman and Fat Eddie.
Thank you so much, Gresham Keith.
On WEEI.
Absolutely, Gresh. Thanks, man. Thanks, Keith. Have a good one.
All right. Not great yesterday.
Hey, well, Viking Jurandzic won, though.
John nailed his soccer pick. Everything else, though.
Billy hit.
He was riding the hot arm of Martin Perez to an easy win for the Rangers.
Martin Perez.
Meanwhile.
Martin Perez. Oh, by the way.
Gresh bet against the Sox against the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah.
Lost that one. And then how about this? How about this for luck? I took the under in Blue Jays White Sox. It was under 9. The dude, Dylan Cease, for the White Sox had a no-hitter going through 5. He and Gausman had an absolute pitcher's duel. It was 4-4 after 9. They went to extra innings. Final score was like 12-2 or 12-10, something silly. So the over smashed on that one, and I lost. So we didn't get it last night, but we're back at it tonight and even tomorrow.
Yeah.
If we happen to not get this one.
Well, and I think tomorrow, too. And by the way, Keith and I will be on the road tomorrow at our affiliate 103.7 FM in Providence.
All right.
And their big golf tournament. So nice. Half a home game for me, which I will take any time, not having to drive.
All right.
And we're going to have to decide whether we want to do like an NBA draft primetime parlay tomorrow or not. Putting it out there for
possibly.
Us to think about.
You know right. What I like, and I wish I got in on this a couple of days ago. I think Paolo Banchero is going to be the number one pick in the draft, and he was not expected to be. He was like,
they're
like third, and now, but his odds are getting like a little bit better each day.
Well,
I think he's the best player in the draft.
Well, there's a report saying that Houston really wants him, and I think are they second or third or something like that?
Yeah,
it's like Orlando. I think they're third.
Houston's third.
Yeah. So they apparently are in on.
If he's there,
well,
he may
we'll
not
see.
Be there. I love him in the top three, though. But
all right, why don't you lead the way?
All right, good.
You are
so good
Mr.
About it.
Positive.
Baseball. I can't pick a baseball game to save my life. The Wheel Wednesday.
Oh yeah, the stupid.
He got it.
Right.
The Red Sox win.
Right. The wheel is going to be pretty heavy, like a big slice of baseball now, because that's really all we have.
Well,
there's a
I
hockey match. I know there's a hockey match tonight.
I'm sure there's some Russian ping pong somewhere.
Give me the Red Sox over the Tigers tonight to complete the sweep. Yep, Michael Wacha's going. Wacha's been throwing gems. That Tigers lineup is not great. So I know it's a sweep. You know, you can't always expect a sweep, but I think that the Red Sox will pull it off tonight. So give me the Red Sox just to win. Straight up Red Sox money line.
All right, I'm going to do the same thing and go with Seattle minus 135 over Oakland tonight on the money line. As we know, Oakland, not good. Seattle, not great, but better than Oakland. Familiarity, all that stuff.
Good breakdown.
Give me Seattle minus 135.
I like it.
Against over Oakland. Billy Baseball.
Hey,
we know
have?
He's on it.
What do you have, Bill?
All right. Taking the Cubs. Cubs are playing the Pirates.
All right.
I originally had it picked because the Pirates had some guy being called up for the first game, for his first game of the season. Now that pitcher is TBD.
Oh,
no.
But I'm still sticking with the Cubs and Keegan Thompson over the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, nice. Wow. I don't even know who's starting for Seattle.
Hopefully they don't bring out Doug Drabeck.
Keenan Thompson. By the way, Doug Drabeck was, I think, somebody said, did you see Doug Drabeck in Fenway Park last night? I missed that.
His kids playing on the
team,
right?
It was a Twitch chat.
Yeah.
Doug Drabeck had
a nasty,
perfect 90s mustache.
Oh, yeah.
When he played for the Buccos in those ugly yellow uniforms.
He was their ace.
He had the yellow mustache to go with it. Oh, beautiful.
It was kind of unfair to Drabeck because the big rivalry early 90s was the Braves. And the Braves were trotting out Maddox, Glavin,
yep.
Smoltz, Avery, and the Pirates had Drabeck.
And then Drabeck ends
it.
It was like Jim Gott or something like that on the back end of the bullpen.
They were
I can go around the diamond with that team, but I remember John Smiley. You know,
oh, they did a Smiley.
Bob Walk might have still been on that team.
It's not a great.
Bob Walk is another one of those guys where
Bob
you're like,
Walk.
You're a pitcher?
Yeah.
Like, you looked at him and you're like, shouldn't you be pulling the tarp off the field.
A lot of super athletes back in the day.
Spit on his hand and give you six innings.
Rip a butt after the
game. Seriously. Yeah. Him and Leland there drinking coffee and smoking dots. John, what do you got?
Like old Lenny Dawson. Oh, Gresh and I have discovered a man this morning, Keith, who was smoking a cigarette with a kid in his arms in a Detroit gas station. Smacked the gun away from a robber or a guy who was trying to kill him, and it jammed the gun, and he never dropped the baby or the cigarette.
So the story was
incredible.
The story
was a Netflix movie about this guy.
A man with a cig hanging out of his mouth, holding a 7-month-old, ran into a convenience store because someone was hunting him down. This guy in a white tank top,
probably the father of that kid,
opens the door, points the gun at the guy. The guy, cigarette doesn't burn the baby, holding the baby, smacks this guy's hand away, gun jams, guy goes outside, the other dude runs to the back of the convenience store, Popo gets called, they're
chaos.
Looking for the, it's unbelievable.
Absolute chaos.
And the photo, like the baby is inches from the cig, and he didn't burn that kid or put that, he saved that kid's life and his own probably.
Yeah.
Because this dude opened the door and was like, yo.
Kid's going to have cancer, though, but other than that.
Well, I mean, what would you rather? Well, I was going to say something, but John, what's your pick?
Detroit legend. That was all within the primetime parlay.
Yeah,
so get it on the Gresh and Keefe podcast if you missed it.
We would have Kiefer Madison if it was a better report,
So, hockey game tonight. Cale Makar, UMass's own, riding high after winning the Norris Trophy last night. It somehow was a 6-goal over-under and then somehow moved down to 5.5. I don't know if the odds makers have watched any of this series. There's been 900 goals in the first three games. I will take the over there, if you can believe it.
All right, so I have Seattle over Oakland. Keith has the Red Sox over the Tigers. Billy has the Cubs over the Pirates. John has the over in tonight's hockey game, Avalanche Lightning at 5.5. $10, Rich Keefe, will win the people what?
Just a hair under $100.
We'll give you the quarter.
100 smackaroos. Yeah, 10-25 wins you $100.
So it's 99.78.
Not bad.
A skosh under. That is good value for a $10 investment.
Let's go.
Yep, well.
I got to figure something out. These baseball bets are killing me. They're slowly killing me.
Well, I know that we have some various vacation time coming up in July, and maybe we'll have to sit down and have a hard thought about this whole thing. And
I don't know. We hit that one. I feel like we're due for another at this point.
What's the close ones column at? Is it 4 or 5?
Five close ones. I feel like we're the 189 hitter that's got like one or two bombs. And
don't let us get
in
hot,
some,
though.
You're right. Don't let us get hot. There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.